SBS Radio.
For more than a century, Australia's biosecurity protections were governed by a 1908 Quarantine Act, designed for an era when air travel to the island nation was still decades away. It wasn't until 2015 that the federal government replaced the laws with a new act, and it's one that gives authorities sweeping powers to restrict the movement of people. With the coronavirus set to spread further among the Australian community, Federal Attorney General Christian Porter says it's tough legislation the government stands ready to enforce.
I think that Australians want to have the health of their community and the health of their family and their own health protected as best and in the most least invasive way possible. So I think people are used to the type of powers that you might get to be stopped, to be asked questions when you come into Australia, but they may not necessarily be used to that if they were presenting at a hospital or at a fever clinic.
It could require those who are exposed to be isolated and decontaminated. Sporting events and other mass gatherings could also be cancelled. And there's a big stick for those who break an order, up to 5 years jail. Christian Porter says he's confident such punishment won't be needed, as Australians accept their movements may need to be restricted and curtailed to contain the virus.
People will just need to be mindful that we're going to have a very challenging several months and perhaps towards the end of the year, and that will require some changes in the way that we behave and think and what our expectations are about a range of issues. It may be at some point in time that you need orders around people coming and going from medical facilities. It may be that there are particular requirements and things that we would be very wise to do before we come and go from childcare or schools.
And the laws have already been used in the case of Australian passengers on board the Diamond Princess. The cruise ship left docked in Japan after a mass coronavirus outbreak. According to Christian Porter, the vessel itself was declared a human health zone under biosecurity laws.
That was the authority by which we could make sure that the return to Australia of the Australian passengers on the Diamond Princess happened in a way that was safest for them, safest for their families, and safest for the Australian community. And interestingly, that process of returning passengers from the Diamond Princess happened with them signing consent forms so that they were fully aware of the powers that were available and that might be activated upon their return to Australia.
Their powers the Commonwealth has promised only to use in consultation with state and territory health officials. And while China appears to have had some success in containing the virus in recent weeks, the Attorney General believes Australia can limit its spread by using less draconian methods.
I think that the way in which China has handled the situation that they have isn't the model that we would be looking to emulate. Our relationship, obviously, the government with all of our citizens is cooperative.
But given the uncharted waters in which the country is heading with the spread of the virus, it's cooperation from the public that could be sorely tested. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.